Proud, I think, to be honest with you. You know, it's a great football club. I'm looking forward to getting started. Obviously, the rebuild starts from day one. Obviously, a disappointing season for Walsall going down. But like I say, really proud and positive.
It's a fact of football life that most times when a new manager comes into a club, it's not because things have been going great. But you come in at least with time to assess things and take a look. From outside, I don't know how much over the course of a football season you're able to follow the prospects of other clubs. What are you expecting to come in and find?
I've been here before, if I'm honest with you. With my two previous clubs, we got relegated and demotions. So I know what it's about, and I know what needs to be done. And it's going to be a tough job. I ain't sat here and say it's going to be a bed of roses. There might be some more lows before we get the highs. What I can say is I'll be giving everything for the football club. My players will be giving everything for the football club, and everybody, my staff, will be working hard to get it back to where it belongs.
You start with, as I say, time, in the fact that you come in right at the start of the summer, which I'm sure must be a positive. And to perhaps some degree, more than managers going into a lot of football clubs, you come in potentially with a fairly clean slate, in that there could be a lot of changes in player personnel just anyway.
I'm not going to have many days off in the summer, am I, to be honest with you. The good thing is I've already had my rest. So there's going to be a lot of prepping, planning. And like you say, there's a lot of players out of contract, and there'll be a lot of comings and goings through the course of the summer. And we'll all be getting excited for that August the 3rd kickoff.
When you come into a situation like this, you already got ideas in mind. I can find out who the players are. I can find out, research a bit about them, what they've already got. I have a vague idea what I want to do.
You can find every bit of detail you want in the footballing world now with the scouting tools are out there. I've watched a lot of Walsall games, obviously done my own work as such, and we get cracking on. So it's not, yes, it's going to be a tough rebuild, but it's a rebuild that could be done, working within what we work with, and we crack on with it. Looking to build a new squad, which it will be, obviously. I think there's 8 contracted players that we've got at the football club. So there'll be plenty of new faces coming throughout the course of the summer. And away we go.
Does that help you in a way that you do, in a strange way, that you start with so few players already definitely there, that it gives you a bit more scope within the budgetary constraints to have a little bit more scope to build a squad as you want to do?
I think if you're going, whatever football club you're going into, you get different scenarios of what you've got. I'm coming into a club that hasn't got many contracted players, the club that's been relegated, so the fresh impetus of building a fresh squad is probably a good thing, to be honest with you. It clears out a bit of the dead wood, because that's obviously, when you've been relegated, there has been a lot of dead wood. And then you start that rebuilding job. And sometimes, you bring players in, it takes a bit of time for them to adapt. I can remember when I started at Bristol Rovers, we didn't have a great start to the campaign, and then got relegated in the conference. We didn't have a great start. And then you build the job, but then you can produce a squad of players that, start really, really well. So we'll work with it. We'll keep working with players, building them, making players better. I think it's important that we get to the Walsall traditional way of building our own players as well. Like I say, the rebuilding job ain't going to be a quick fix. That's for sure. I ain't sitting here and think it's going to be very, very quickly, and we're going to be a bed of roses along the way. We're going to take some hits, but we've got to make sure that we get this club back to where it is, and a lot of work needs to be done.
And you're presumably clear, having spoken to your new employers, you're clear about what scope you've got to work with, because that's always a theme here.
Before I committed to take the job, what job's in hand. I'm comfortable with the surroundings that I'm working with. I'm working with a passionate group of people that want to do very well for the football club. When you get relegated, there's a lot of issues and a lot of unrest in the supporters' base. I get that. They're disappointed. It's a supporters' football club. Every football club in England is a supporters' football club, and we've got to get them back on side. The only way you get them back on side is by winning football and playing entertaining football, and that's the aim, while building a proper football club in the background as well. And that's going to be the aim from day one.
A proper football club, so you're talking about not just getting results, but the way you want to do it.
Listen, I want to play entertaining football, obviously. The philosophy, I think, is the biggest overused word in football, philosophy. At the end of the day, whatever philosophies are and systems and formations, you can't win football games as a manager, but you can produce a club through the aid groups that everybody's singing off the same page and getting players proud and getting players through the system.